Iraqi news reported on Thursday that Abu Umar al-Tunsi, the head of the ISI Foreign Relations, claimed that it had opened its first diplomatic consulate in Istanbul. The report cites Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan firmly denied the ISI presence in the country, but that an official source in the government anonymously stated that Turkey is developing formal relations with ISI.
We have information that ISI has arms depot in seven provinces of Turkey. In many parts of Istanbul, this organization continues.
Ankara wants Syrian President Bashar Assad to step down. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insists that there is no future for Assad in Syria. Turkey plans to establish a buffer zone along its borders with Iraq and Syria to counter threats from the ISIL takfiris.
They are talking about a buffer zone. At the same time, I think it's a plan to invade Syria. They argue that as a condition. In fact, they are compelled by America to participate.
Meanwhile, a fierce battle for control of Kobani near the Turkish-Syrian border rages on and directly threatens a peace process with the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The imprisoned leader of Turkey's outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, Abdullah Öcalan, on Thursday warned that ISIL advances on the Syrian town of Kobani could derail Turkey's peace with Kurds.
Ankara's policy on the ISIL appears contradictory to many people from all walks of life in Turkey. While ISIL activities continue in Turkish cities and towns, the Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has vowed to protect Kobani from the ISIL, which to indigenous Kurds might be too little and too late. Verenia Keat, Press TV, Istanbul.